Okay, first up, let's take a look at the current affairs tally board. Some very exciting results this week. Today, tonight is ahead on Neighbours from Hell, 9 reports this year to 8. They have a narrow lead in Cranks and Oddballs, 18 to 17, and they're ahead in Cosmetic Surgery Stories, 8 to 5.
But of course, Andrew, when it comes to cosmetic surgery, it isn't how many stories you do that counts, it's how many breasts you can squeeze into the one report. And in that respect, today, tonight is miles ahead.
Breast wrong for actually excites her rescue. I was Dr. Tettlebit.
22.
He believes that the weight of them is kind of.
That's 13. And I really like those grey circles they placed over that woman's nipples. Very modest, I thought.
Very tasteful. Yeah. Now, you may think 13 breast shots is a lot, but that was stretched across a whole report. Whereas reporter Chris Simmond can top that number in just the first 19 seconds of his story.
A true sign of the times that in the pursuit of a bigger bust, women opting to go under the knife are getting younger and younger. Now, girls aged 16 and 17 are seeking cosmetic perfection. But how young is too young?
Well, that's 16 breast shots in 19 seconds. He really is the master of mammaries. In fact, Simmons was so desperate to cram breasts into his story, he even got 2 pairs in the one shot.
That's right. Chris Simmons, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest boob in journalism.
Now, on to today's lesson, the big issues. We're in June now, and we think it's worth looking back on the amazing year we've had according to A Current Affair. And let's begin with this unforgettable day. This was, of course, a big news day. Peter Costello said that immigrants who don't accept Australian values should leave the country. A state of emergency was declared in the Philippines and Iraq was on the brink of civil war. But nothing was as big as the story A Current Affair chose to cover that day.
Port Phillip Mayor Janet Bolivo says a little over $1,000 has been spent on the Smile Per Hour campaign, installing signs in several beachside suburbs.
Yes, you heard that right. Port Phillip Council spent $1,000 out of their $100 million budget on these humorous signs. No wonder there was rioting in Paris that day. Now, Port Phillip Council's happy signs would normally be enough news for one year. But at A Current Affair, the big stories just keep on coming.
Now, the 7th of February will live in history. Not because of the Iraqi wheat scandal or because Australia saw one of its biggest drug stings ever, but because of this tragedy of global proportions.
Tiny tots who got themselves and their mums banned from a family restaurant because they were having too much fun.
Yes, the day innocents died at the gourmet pizza kitchen. Now, let's take a moment to remember where you were the day Tina and Erina were asked to leave.
For Tina and Erina, it's no laughing matter.
Do you remember where you were on the day that Tina and Erina were thrown out of the gourmet pizza kitchen?
No idea.
I've never heard of it before.
They're the ones whose children were having too much fun.
Oh, OK.
What is it, on the Neighbours or something like that?
No, it's the news.
It's Tina and who?
Tina and Erina.
Who are they? 7th of February, where was I? Probably at work.
Memories. Now, the amazing thing is that that story was almost eclipsed by the whopper that followed it.
Let's move on to the latest UFO sightings over Australia.
Well, what a news day that was.
I just can't believe they fit all that in half an hour. But now for the biggest news event of the millennium. And you know which one we're talking about.
Well, this next story had us all shaking our heads at the A Current Affair office. The RSL at Bribie Island has banned bingo players from eating lollies.
Yes, it had everyone at our office shaking their heads too. And ACA reporter David Margan risked everything to bring us the truth.
Now, what are your favourite lollies?
Well, they are actually...
The Jellybeans. Oh, you devil!
What a journalist. So, Andrew, smile signs, banned toddlers and now banned lollies. These are all national disgraces. But what's the government doing about it?
Nothing.
Surely this is the sort of issue the opposition at least should be capitalising upon.
So we went to demand some answers.
Government, out of the way,
Mr. Beasley, what does the bribe
Abbey Island RSL Club plan to do about the disallowing of their bingo players to eat lollies?
Mr. Beasley, what should be done about the Port Phillip Council spending over $1,000 on smile signs?
It's typical bloody Beasley. Cowers away from the tough questions. No wonder he's going nowhere.
See, and that's what we learnt in Current Affairs this week.